Don't let your beer get warm watching somebody else's glass. This is the perfect pour.
I think I get that one. I think I get it. Don't sit around. Just drink your beer. That's the point of that.
Enjoy what's in front of you.
Yeah.
Don't worry what others are doing.
That's right.
Don't burden yourself.
And don't worry about other podcasts. This is the perfect pour. There are no other ones.
They're all jerks.
They're all jerks. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Matt.
Next couple hours, man, we're going to be hanging out, drinking some beer. Indie beer. Craft beer.
Oh, and craft beer?
Craft beer.
Oops, I crapped my beer.
And we're going to be talking about some beer releases to look out for. Going to give you some information. Matt may give you some knowledge. We may actually stumble into that at some point.
Do we have a drop beer the knowledge releases,
drop
bumper?
The knowledge number bumper. We need that. All this, all kinds of beer, craft beer happenings are going to be happening.
Dropping the knowledge report.
Lots of voicemails as always.
I love gold.
Probably not the epicness that was last week. I'm pretty sure we broke podcasting record for most voicemails played in one episode. Can't do that every week.
This color
but
scares
we'll see.
Me.
You never know. We had a couple beers before the show started.
It might razz you.
Well, we might talk about it a little bit later, but right now we just opened up a crowler from Central Coast Brewing. It is Raz Sunrise. It's a 6.5% donated to the show by, I believe, not Matt, but...
Tony Bags.
Tony Bags with the Z.
Tony Bags was like, here's this. It's like, Crowler. I'm like, this is not an IPA. And he's like, no, it's a raspberry sour. And I was like, well, you know, I like Central Coast.
Yeah. Pass that back down here then.
Central Coast. What? You want this? Raspberry sour. I was going to help you out and just not send it back down there.
I usually go for more of a raspberry Berliner.
It might be just as tart.
I'll take a raspberry sour.
It might not be a full-on sour.
Well, then, send it back.
You get to keep that on your side of the table.
Yes.
I will not have use for it. And I have not had it yet. I don't know.
Ooh.
I can't imagine I'm going to want it back.
This is going to make Kayleen jealous.
Mm-hmm. Fruity.
Fruity tutti.
Aroma is fruity.
Yep. It's got that razz.
A little too much funk. I'm not happy with the funk level.
Is it trying to funk you up?
I'm going to funk you up.
I'm puckering.
What's a Chili Peppers song? Oh, no, Hump the Bump. That's the Chili Peppers.
This is pretty good, though.
It's got the
hump for that,
the bump.
This, usually I'm like, it's more in like a lambic to me. I'm used to having lambics that are like 3.5 or 4. And so they have this much alcohol and still be this
booze.
This easy.
Smells like a fruit punch Kool-Aid.
Okay. Yes.
No, tropical punch. Tropical punch Kool-Aid.
Tropical.
It's tropical.
I think they did well on this for the style.
Yeah.
Yep. This is a
cuz it's Central Coast.
Summer sweat beer.
Is that going to fit in your cup holder on your bike for the ride home?
It will. That cup holder is called my belly on the ride home.
My belly.
Yum, did you bring beer? Yep,
down
I sure
into
did.
My belly.
We also had one from New Glory Brewing, Jump the Shark IPA, Sacramento area, New Glory.
Yep.
And one from Novo Brazil, Baby Mango. Those are both. We're going to charge those to the Golden God account.
Expense it.
Yep, expense report.
Petty cash.
You talk to the person at the stores if they know. Golden God's got this.
Yeah.
Who?
So try put it to the Golden God account. Who? Do you want a box or?
It's 10 cents for a bag, sir.
I'll take the box.
By the way, I apologize for my voice this week. It's all jacked up. My sinus infection cleared up, so I'm not going to be sniffling this show, but my voice is just all over the place. Normal. Or it might go out.
I apologize for the occasional swamp cooler you hear in the background.
I'm not sorry for that.
It's not here. Only mildly effective.
Just we're swamp cooled, so you can enjoy the show.
Sure.
Swamp cooling for your pleasure.
Speaking of the show, it's time for culture.
Ooh.
Matt.
So all the news stories that I was reading were just upsetting me. They weren't worth my time.
Beer news stories?
Yeah. Beers coming out. I did drunkenly stumble upon some good YouTube videos that I'd like to recommend.
Oh, all right.
There is a couple of dudes. I don't know too much about them, but they have a show called Modern Rogue. And they've had a few episodes where they've invited The Beerist on, which is a pretty decent podcast, in my opinion. And I recommend these strongly just because I get a lot of these questions. And there's a lot of people that would benefit from some basic knowledge about beer and stuff like that. So if you look up The Modern Rogue on YouTube, and they have one called Understanding Beer. In that one, they had about...
I don't get it.
They had about 8 or 9 different beers. Like, they had an IPA, they had a sour, they had a stout, they had Imperial Stout. And they kind of discussed what each beer is, how it's different, why it's different, if there was adjunct, no adjunct. And it kind of gave them...
This one's stouty.
Some food for thought of what they were drinking. And I felt like I've...
Did they give the appropriate age range per style?
Age range?
Yeah. Dad but, beers.
These ones are 20-something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did pull out a couple European beers that... They were just like, this is what I know.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
It's malty.
But for a historical standpoint, they had to, you know, they had to talk about it. And then the second one that they did was what to look out for when ordering beer. This one is extremely important for people to look into. It talks about connections with your bartender on... You know, when you're trying to figure out what you want, it talks about buying beer in the grocery store, what to look out for. And one of the biggest things that people always bring up to me that just, I always have to just bite my lip, and they'll just be like, yeah, so do you have any beer warm so I could just buy it and transport it? And I'm like, we do not keep beer warm. Everything is cold. It is packaged cold. It is delivered to my tap room cold. It goes into my cold box. You buy it cold.
Cold. Cold transfer.
Cold,
bro.
Cold, 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 cold.
Cold. And they're just like, myself.
And every time it's the same response. They're like, well, I thought if you bought it warm, it's okay to transport it warm.
I used to think that.
And I'm just like, temperature does affect beer. And especially if the beer has, if it's bottle conditioned or if it has residual sugars. That would cause it to continue fermenting, whether that's your goal or not. That's its own thing, but light is more effective to beer in bottles than it is temperature change. Temperature will do things, and yes, you don't want to...
It'll age it faster.
You don't want
to...
A little bit, yeah.
Temperature changing.
Yeah. But it will... You know, so that's one thing that just gets me. It's a long story short, buy cold beer, drive to your destination, make it cold again. Don't even stress about it. That's my response, you know.
Don't, so. If you're, okay, the basic scenario of you're in a town, you're traveling, and you want to bring home some beer, they have the said beer that you want to mule home. Mm-hmm. They have it in a cooler, and they also have it sitting warm on the side stack. They both have the same date, the same batch of beer, and I'm not going to be able to keep it cool on my trip home. It's just putting it in the trunk. I'm too cheap to buy a cooler. I don't have the space.
Yes.
You're recommending buy the cold one.
Yes.
You're better off.
I mean, if you're walking into a grocery store, you can't guarantee that beer was sitting in the back room already warm. but you at least have a better shot that it came in cold and it was already cold in the cooler. So you did eliminate an unknown amount of time where it could have sat warm on an end cap in a 75-degree store. So that's why buying it cold's better, just because you know that there's less time it could have been warm, or it might not have been warm at all. So,
pro tip.
I do recommend listening to both of those. They go into a little bit further in depth of, you know, beer history and beer stream and all that stuff like that. But I think those are...
Hey, that's our thing.
That's our thing.
Oh, they're stealing from us again. So,
I definitely think people should watch that if they want to know some basics, some general questions that I come across quite frequently. And whoever that guy is that says you buy warm beer and you move it warm, whoever that guy is.
Son of a bitch.
Need to take him out back.
He got me. Got me good.
Should always be cold. That's why they put it on the cans. Even this Novo can has it right here.
You be cold.
Yeah, immediately be cold.
Keep cold. Says it right there.
I would keep cold.
But stouts, you can have, you know, room temp.
Different
flavors out of that.
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
High 60s.
I'm not saying it's best.
High 60s is where you want to taper off on cellaring beer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But like when you're drinking it, you don't want it super cold.
They recommend closer to 50 degrees. So it's usually beer is served from 36 to 42. Mm-hmm. So they do let it warm up. But no, you don't want to drink a 75-degree stout. Come on, sir. Come on.
No, I'm saying you want to. So you might get some different things. Like, ooh.
The gout.
Milk was a bad choice.
Yeah, different things in the morning when you wake up.
The best part of waking up.
More, Matt? You done culturing?
So yeah, that's my culture.
All right. Nick.
Matt's cultured.
Matt's so cultured.
Okay,
here we go.
Here we go, guys. We kind of missed this one. Or maybe I missed it and you guys talked about it.
Is this going to be one of those things where you didn't realize we did it on the show already? And you're going to be like, look at this new story.
Look at this brand new thing that's never happened except for last week, you mean? Altbrau.
Altbrau.
Yes.
What's Tim that? Decker.
Tim Decker. Friend of show via Matt.
He's everybody's friend.
Yes. But mostly because of Matt.
Friends to all people.
Or we know of him because of Matt. I don't think I've ever talked to him in person is what I'm saying.
He would feel like an old friend if you ever saw him.
Yeah. So that's why I feel bad we didn't mention their Indiegogo campaign.
Uh-oh.
To raise funds for their new packaging facility.
Fruit packaging?
No, beer packaging.
Oh. Well, around here.
He's from here, but he's in the Bay Area.
Oh.
Doing so, beer things.
Luckily, they've achieved their goal, which is good.
Goal achieved.
So I don't feel...
They're like, we did it without you,
we
guys.
We did it without you.
We're taking that.
But that means they will get to live out their dreams and brew and package wild ales from the Oakland, California vicinity.
So wait, who's brewing? What's the brewery?
So the brewery is called Altbrau.
Altbrau. Oh, okay.
And it's Tim Decker and
friend. Don't call it Altbrew, he gets pissed off.
So Altbrew?
Altbrews.
Altbrau.
Altbrau.
Stopping the podcast right now.
He's like, nah!
Pause.
He won't call in. He'll just make sure to mention to me very sternly next time he sees me.
Now no one's going to say Altbrau. Altbrau. Where are they located?
Oakland.
Altbrau. Can you go visit them?
I don't know if they have a...
They're like, shh, no.
...place to visit. But they will be...
No, we're not here.
...purchasing...
Let's go Oakland.
...oak barrels to ferment in and packaging equipment. They're living the dream. They're doing what they want to do.
Wow. But there isn't a... I can't go in a tap room.
Well, not now that you called it Altbrew.
Hey! Where's that Alpru?
I think he's asked to be on the show before, so, you know.
What did we say?
I think there was a scheduling conflict.
Okay. Was that during my I don't like guests period?
Probably. You could do those every once in a while.
No guests!
We'll discuss that later.
No, he is welcome. We would be honored. We will even Skype him in. We got to do it.
Skype it in. Speaking of Beerstree, if you are new to beer, good luck, first of all.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And if you don't want to go very far...
In the discovery era, oh, it's so great.
Yeah, if you don't want us to go very far to find out who did it first, porchdrinking.com is having a series where they spotlight the OGs of craft beer.
Oh.
And so each week they're loading new breweries and a featured beer by that brewery that paved the way for what we're doing now.
Nice.
And it's like, okay, it's history. Why is it different from them, from anybody else? Well, one, it's all in one place. And two, it's their opinion based on today's thinking. Like, okay, we could now see what they did knowing where we're at this far along in craft beer. That's what I think is different about it.
That's on the porchdrinking.com?
Porchdrinking.com.
Porchdrinking.com.
Did you see it?
I have not.
Yeah?
What else?
Yeah. I was just waiting. I was seeing how long the dead air could go.
Yeah. Let's see.
Let's see. Bring on the dead.
This will be fun.
Bring on your dead air.
Dark down uncomfortable.
Bring on your dead. So we're going to move this segment up.
Here's one for you.
Up a few notches. No dates?
I'm feeling much better.
You didn't check your dates?
Check your dates, bros. Remember that.
Okay, so...
Be safe, have fun, check your dates.
No, it's not over yet.
The perfect
no!
Oh, wait, sorry, I zoned out, guys.
We got two more hours.
I thought we were supposed to... thought we were done.
And cheese. Cheese.
Yeah, I feel very sober. It's very weird. Oh, by the way, last week, I woke
up... What is this feeling?
I don't want you guys, but I woke up with a hangover.
I like to wake up every week.
I woke up in my clothes, fully dressed, with my glasses on, and a hangover.
Nice.
After last week's show.
Ooh, you kept partying.
I don't know. I had a... There was doubles. We had doubles. There were doubles.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I partook too many doubles.
And they were hitting the sweet spot, huh?
Apparently.
Your jam.
I was all woke up and I was like, whoa. I was like, oh, I'm in my clothes. And I was like, oh, I have my glasses on. I slept with my glasses on. Somehow I didn't break them.
Wow. That's an achievement.
Yep.
Okay, so this endeavor to find the first email voicemailer.
Oh, yes. This thing keeps just having so many levels going on.
So it's deepened, and now others are interested, but Captain Whiffo is still paving the way on our history. Let's see if I could find it.
It was, it started off as, who was saying that they were first? And,
crap, no,
it was somebody before Ed. And then somebody was like, no, Ed was the first.
Ed was the first, and then we thought maybe Portland Timbrose was the first.
Then, yeah, then we're like, oh, wait, Portland Timbrose. But then I remember.
Was it Lumber Jose?
No, Lumber, no. Oh, no, it wouldn't have been Lumber.
No, but who said they were?
Lumber was in Georgia at that time, I think. I feel like.
Florida Steve said that he was the first.
Yeah, but that was the first. Yeah, he was our first. I was like, no, come on, Florida Steve.
You're crazy. We like you, but you're crazy.
Crazy, man. But then I was like, maybe it was Craft Trucker that was actually. Cody in Portland, wasn't that like that with the Timbros?
That was, yeah, because he had access to recording equipment.
And then there was Craft Trucker, who I think is friends with Cody Borland. Or
you think he figured out how to record and then send?
I don't know. We may never know. Right. It'll be a forever perfect part of it.
We may never know. And we definitely will never go back in the archives to find out.
Definitely not. You can go back. Or our Podbean page.
We've got quite a history here. Do you guys want to go through it really quick?
I don't know. All right. If you have an organized thing that people will not fall asleep to.
You tell me when we've had enough.
I'm going to need a beer.
And I'm going to start. Yeah. Yeah. So let's get this out of the way. Not,
I love gold.
Get the beer opening out of the way is what I meant.
That was a 16-ounce can. Weldworks Brewing French Toast Stout.
Ooh.
This was donated to the show by our Colorado reps, Colin and Jenny.
They're super. We're severely disappointing Matt tonight. Okay.
He loves
so I'll
beers.
See if I can keep this charismatic. Episode 23, Mikey hints at someday.
23. Wow.
There will be music. For Ben caught drinking. And he says, by episode 139, still no theme music.
Wow.
So there's a gap from 23 to 139.
That's how long it takes Paul to put together.
No, 20. Oh, I closed it. Damn it. Okay, so, oh, shit, balls. Okay, going back. So episode 24 is our first attempt at segmented podcasting. We bring in the culture segment on episode 24.
Whoa.
Episode 33 is our first weekly show.
Oh, we switched the weeks. Yeah, we started out every other week for a while. That's why our show numbers don't look as impressive.
It's impressive.
We're on show 264.
No, because
right
we were
now.
Like, we can't do a 2-hour show. We gotta podcast every week.
We gotta be normal on Thursday. We can't do this shit. 33 is the first time the voicemail number is mentioned. So Mikey cuts loose of the Dorktown Network.
Oh, no.
Voicemail, which I'm sure he severely regrets now. Because Dorktown never gets used for it anymore.
Dorktown. There's actually a couple waiting for Dorktown. We just got to do a Dorktown.
Okay, so maybe this clears it up. So episode 37 is the first voicemail. Now, he doesn't clarify it's email voicemail or just straight voicemail. But he says it's from a truck driver from Visalia.
Ah, see? That's
the craft trucker?
Craft trucker.
So that's our first actual voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
I was right about that in a way.
Episode 38 is our second caller is Big Game James.
Wow. See, I think they were friends too, I feel like. Wow. Could be wrong.
Okay, and Scotty B's first voicemail? Episode 39.
Ooh.
We didn't hear from Scotty B until 39.
That's a good one that on an emergency week where something happens, we don't have a show. Episode 39, replay. There was something I replayed. I wonder if it was that one. It was something. It was like an epic first thing, and it might have been Scotty B. I might have replayed that one already. I don't know.
Scotty B's first voicemail?
Maybe. Nobody cares.
Is it?
Only I care.
I think that'd be a cool bonus reel. Like, if you could collaborate somehow all the firsts of the perfect pour.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Dude. It's a ton of work, but we need an intern. Do we have an intern yet? Where's our taco assistant? Where the hell have they
been? Where did our taco assistant go?
We've had to been complaining about that since episode 40.
There's a whole harassment incident that we had to sweep under the rug.
Sweep under the rug. All right, so now there's some space in between, which seems weird. I thought he sent me more. This is all from Captain Wiffleball, by the way. Now he says, the first Paul Bencott theme music, episode 143.
Wow.
So we waited...
That doesn't sound right, but...
I wonder if he meant 43.
No, I don't know. It may be right. I just... Yeah.
Oh, and that was also the infamous Chocotazo episode.
Chocotazo.
144 has the voicemail song by Paul.
Chocotazo.
There it is.
A chocotazo. A chocotazo. A chocotazo. If your hyena give you shit, you don't want to deal with it. Chocotazo.
There you go.
There. A little taste of the chocotazo.
What else? What else you got? One more. Give me one more good one.
One more? Cold transfer.
Oh, cold transfer.
144. Woo! Cold transfer.
Woo! Man. Quite the history we have.
And so now he says 140, just from about 144 on is the show as you know it today.
Oh, wow. So there you go. 144, we locked in.
Was
took
our,
us 144
that's all.
Episodes to lock in. We did it.
All and right. He says there's stuff we don't use any longer from Paul.
Really?
There's hidden gems now. They've
hidden
become
gems, yeah.
They've become defunct.
Oh. No, nothing ever really comes. It just gets put on the shelf.
Like your favorite album. Stout it, stout it, stout it out loud. Nice. There's a classic.
What do you think of this stout, Nick?
Oh. Yes, let me get right to that.
Yet. Come on, why aren't you stouting out loud?
It's not that great.
Hashtag craft out loud. I'm crafting out loud so hard right now.
Are you? Put your craft away, sir. There's children present.
Hey, I'm crafting out loud over here, okay? It's America.
Ooh, it's too warm.
America.
See, this needs to be colder.
Oh.
Colder.
Oh, stouts are not supposed to be that cold.
Yes, they are. They're fine. They're fine when they're cold. What do you know? You and your hazy beers?
Hazy, man.
Haze it out loud.
This is perfectly fine. What
are
you guys talking about?
We're like a half hour in. No, this is ridiculous. We got to step it up. What else, Nick? Is that all?
I got to experience the new untapped menus at Tioga.
Ooh, I haven't seen it yet.
On the board.
Did you get yourself on there?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, that's me.
That's me. You see that? That's me.
So you got checked in? Me. Yeah.
Me. I reigned for a while. I was
did
number
people,
one.
Like, see you? And they're like, whoa, that's a guy.
Yeah.
I'm the king.
That's
I'm
the
wiz.
The board.
I did get recognized.
Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Went up to the bartender. The I said nothing. Uh-huh. I said, hey, I'll take a Fulton Street, please. She's like, you're Matt's brother.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, you
that's
are.
That's not recognized.
Okay, yes, I am.
Okay.
That'll be $8. Okay, I'm Matt's brother.
Damn it.
$9.
Oh, damn. I don't know who this Matt is.
Probably, I think it was Laura.
Laura!
Laura! Damn it.
Was she the blonde? Blue hair or brunette?
Long hair. She had the longest hair of all the...
That was Catherine.
The longest of hair.
She was the one that was that hung out here on the podcast that one time.
No, that's negative then.
Oh, somebody else.
She has the medium of hair, not the longest.
Medium of hair. Blonde? Oh, medium hair girl.
I think it was, yes.
Had a piercing in the center of her forehead.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
That's Laura.
Laura!
That's what you lead with. The piercing.
I was trying to not be disrespectful.
Sorry.
No, it's a thing.
Okay.
Dermals is what they're called.
Dermal.
People are very proud of them.
Okay.
Sounds like somebody needs to make a dermal beer. Dermal name.
Dermal name.
A name. Dermal. Just
insert dermal name.
Dermal.
That's where you thread an anchor into your face or body in general, and then you... Screw on a gem or a piece of jewelry.
In your epidermis?
Yeah.
Yikes. Them damn millennials.
Millennials.
Will do anything.
Yeah, she was very friendly.
No, she's the best.
Ah.
She's the one that, she does a lot of design work for us.
So. Very nice.
Oh, speaking of, I heard there's an event, a unique beer geeky event happening at Tioga Sequoia.
There is.
Involves an artist of cans.
Dan Kiever.
Dan Kiever.
He's coming to town.
Kiefer, all you can art geeks.
Yeah.
Kiefer's going to be here, bro.
He's designed quite a few Art Hop labels for us. And I think we have some left over that we're going to have either for autograph or for sale. I don't know which. But he's going to be there. Labels are going to be there.
Meet and greet, right?
Yeah, meet and greet. It's going to be his art featured. So it's his Art Hop. Mm-hmm. And I think most people know him. It's, what is it, Treehouse? Is that the brand that he primarily does? I mean, he's an artist in general.
Made them.
Treehouse. Are there going to be
September
loose stickers available?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Labels, but yeah.
September, whatever, first Thursday of Sixth. September. First Thursday of September.
Sixth. I already said it.
The sixth. Or the sixth.
Or the sixth.
Kiefer. First Thursday, Art Hop.
The Thursday, woo! 1st of September.
I like it. That's a unique beer geek event.
Nerds.
Yep. See, hold on. I'm going to try and actually go.
What?
Yep.
You have clearance to go.
I have it interested on Facebook. Okay?
Oh, that's serious.
That's interesting.
That's serious.
Even my mom sees that I'm interested in that.
Michael, what are you doing now, Mike?
I can't do anything on Facebook without my mom like, oh, that's great. Or heart.
I'm so glad you have hobbies, honey.
Oh, my son's got the hobbies. Thanks, Mom.
Hey, I see you're into hobbies. You want to go to Hobby Lobby with me next Sunday?
No. I don't like that place.
Ooh, kind of breaking beer news. Constellation Brands lays off the majority of their craft beer sales team.
Is it news?
Can affect up to 60 people.
Yeah. There you go. There's your buyout. When they have a buyout, and they're like, oh, everything's going to be fine. Nothing's going to change.
Status quo, people.
But it sounds like it's the reps from the Constella brands, not necessarily the individual breweries.
I think it's mostly Ballast Point people. That's what I got from the article, but maybe I read it wrong.
Isn't it? It's Constellation's reps who promote the higher-end lines.
Right. Constellation's reps that work in the craft beer side of things.
Yes.
Yes.
The buyout side.
Not necessarily for a specific brewery, but for the brands in general.
Mm-hmm. The high-end department reps.
Sucks. More sucky stuff. And then there was an article somewhere saying how AB InBev's buyout brands are outperforming the two top craft beer, being Sierra and Boston Beer Company. So the AB InBev's brands, buyout brands, I'm not going to call them crap, buyout brands, are outperforming Sierra Nevada and Boston Beer Company.
Damn it. It's time to start drinking Rebel.
It's over. They've won.
No, it's not.
They won.
Just buy a 6-pack of Rebel and I'll be good.
You got to get them up. So there you go, guys. They fought. They pushed. We had this surge a few years ago. We're like, here we come. And Big Beer freaked out and then they bought a bunch. And then now everything's fine with them again. They control all the sales now.
This is sucky.
And we're back to just buying local. That's all we have now.
That's it. Use cash, people. They can't track it.
They'll mess them up real good.
Mm-hmm.
Cash. That In-N-Out beer.
We were
talking about a couple of weeks ago.
You called it, Mikey.
Yeah, I was like, dude, these guys made this beer exactly like the In-N-Out logo, and In-N-Out sent them a cease and desist.
It's freaking awesome.
But In-N-Out.
The label's awesome.
The label is awesome, but at least In-N-Out has a sense of humor about it and was like...
Well, isn't there a line in the article that says, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't think others would jump at the chance to do the same thing?
Right. Oh, wait, the brewery said that?
No, In-N-Out said, haha, we love this. In a way, they love it, mm-hmm. or maybe they don't love it, but they're okay with it, but they have to come down on these guys. So
right.
Because they don't want that floodgate opening.
Right. Well, yeah, they have to protect the rights and stuff and whatnot. So anybody that's like mad at In-N-Out for it's like they have that's what they have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a trademark, you gotta when somebody's that blatant, and they weren't very DL about it because, as we've heard Matt say before, it's just like you just quietly do your thing, and then. If it gets out, then you're just like, sorry, we're not making that beer anymore. But they kind of did it ahead of time, where before they even released it, that artwork was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, of course, it's going to get some their attention. But
yeah, and you're just waving it in the air. Is this okay?
Hey.
Nothing?
You're out in front of In-N-Out.
Nothing?
Hey, real t-shirts. Real In-N-Out t-shirts.
Oh, man.
In your trunk out of the trunk of your car in the In-N-Out parking lot. Oh, yeah. T-shirts? You like In-N-Out t-shirts?
You want a burger? What's their burger one? Oh, three?
Yeah, doing some burgers.
We got it for $2.50.
Oh, yeah. I got a $2.50 burger right here.
$2.50.
Same thing. I got a secret menu here, too.
I'll show you my secret menu.
You want my special sauce?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Somebody go put some mayonnaise out in the sun.
Oh, gross.
Guys, Fresno's getting ready to become... the
fifth largest wonder of the world.
Pub capital of the world.
I thought you were going to talk about the weather.
No.
Anyways.
We have plenty of brew pubs around town.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be a new one coming into town. We're breaking news. I don't even think Bethany Clough knows about this yet.
Oh, boy.
This is one of our listeners. I'm not going to say which one because it could get back some in trouble, but... Pete's Restaurant and Brewery is going to is scheduled unofficially to open up in that new shopping center out there on Riverside and Herndon and 99 where the Target is. All that's right next to that Target. There's going to be Pete's Restaurant and Brewery, and they're in the Sacramento area.
Oh, okay.
They're out of
not from Monterey.
No, I don't think so. Maybe they have.
Never mind.
They have like three or four in the Sacramento area, like Sacramento suburbs, it looks like.
Hmm.
And they have their own brew pub beer, and then they have guest taps as well.
What?
They have beer like Golden Stallion Blonde and Halftime IPA.
Oh, no.
Knight Rider Stout.
Yes.
Outlaw Triple IPA. So, you know, real inventive. Things like that.
This sounds awesome.
It sounds like a good time to go to the beer fridge.
Can I invest in this company?
If you want. But they do have guest taps, and they and this one of the Sacramento ones, they have right now they have a few Dust Bowls, and then they have some Sierra Nevada, Track 7.
Nice. Oh, they're bringing some Sacramento game to the Valley.
Heretic.
Are they
going to
bring any Bike Dog?
They don't have Bike Dog on tap up there.
Then I'm not going.
Probably not going to help us.
Not going.
So that will be summer of 2019. You're hearing it now.
See, I heard that was supposed to be Mad Duck going out there.
Right, but now Mad Duck is building...
Herndon and Marks.
The building is already going up.
Oh, that's what's going in it.
Mm-hmm. I love... Go!
Yeah, they're just going to take over the old Togo's buildings.
Perfectly good CVS out there. Empty Long's Drugs out there, and they could have.
Yeah, I know that old Long's Drug just sits there. I don't know that they're going to be brewing there or not. I don't know. I still can't tell.
It'll probably be a small system.
Because they got the full system at Fresno State. There.
Togo's now on egg sound sandwich.
So there's some culture. And what did we just open up?
Ultra secret culture.
Nothing you want to know about it.
Do you guys want to be my beer friends forever?
How about like a little while?
Pizza Port. Beer friends forever.
Oh, man. San Diego special. This is another one. The Golden Gods of the Perfect Pour.
Stone collab.
To the show, I got this at Total
like
Wine.
This beer. I don't know if you guys have had it, but I've had it a few times.
I had it once.
Didn't we have this? We had this on the patio episode.
Did we? Yes. Oh, I think you're right. I forgot about that.
I wasn't here for that.
Yes, you were not.
I forgot. Because I think the best perfect port ever. Donated that.
Because I was working the show that Snow the Product was in town.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You guys were having patio pork.
This
That's
is
right. I almost fell in the pool.
Astringent to me.
Oh!
Like, maybe, I don't know.
Astringent?
Yeah, maybe it's a little bit old, maybe?
Has anybody made a rice lager and called it the San Francisco treat yet?
Well, somebody should.
Okay.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
Sure, I will.
It's a little bit old, but still good.
Still checks out. Stone and
Piazza Porte.
Piazza Porte.
Piazza Porte. Bueno, Logusi.
All right, guys. So you can email us voicemails and call us as well. Two
call
different things.
Us.
You can record something on your smartphone and send an email to perfectpourpodcast.
You're so smart.
At gmail.com. That's what these people did. It comes in nice and clear. Even the emails, we still like to keep them under 3 minutes. And preferably one a week, but two a week is max. Then we'll shut you off, unless you got a really good one like Chew.
Yeah.
And then we'll make exceptions, but general.
Hey, Perfect Pour. This is Long Beach John at Fire Dog Brewing, Fire checking Dog. In with you. I had to pull over, and I'm listening to last week's episode, and my eyes are just fogging over. Like, there's just so many voicemails from the Florida reps. I'm jealous. I think it sounds awesome. Sounds like they had a great time, but there's just so many voicemails. It's like too much, which started to get me thinking, like, look, you know what? Chewy's voicemail, I mean, that was so heartfelt. That was a big deal. Sucks what he had to experience in front of his family. That's fucking bullshit. But, I mean, you know, that was like a very special episode of the Perfect Pour brought to you by Chew Your Beer, right? That was an exception. We don't need two voicemails from any caller any week ever. Like, that's just ridiculous. Wow. It's time to reel it in. Otherwise, you're going to need to break it off and have a separate voicemail show. So, you know, that's just my two cents. Sounds like the Florida reps had a great time. I'm a little jealous. I'm hoping that this Southern California can come together at some point. I'd love to see all the Southern California reps get together and have a few drinks. Obviously, somewhere cool and accommodating. You know, again, hate to hear what happened to Chewy. Love you, man. You have great calls. I wish you'd be on Instagram, or maybe you are. Maybe I'm just missing you entirely. No. But
he's secretly on Instagram.
Yeah, let's secret. Pull this shit together on the on the voicemails. It's too much. Let's
keep them tight.
It's too much. All right, what the hell do I know? I'm a new voicemailer, so
learn the rules.
As always, keep up the good work, guys. Cheers. That's 2 minutes long. 2 minutes. I said everything I need to say in 2 minutes. We don't need three, let alone 2 3-minute voicemails. All right, maybe 3 minutes.
He's going to go on the 3 minutes.
3-minute voicemails.
Yeah.
See ya.
Oh, I thought he was going to drag that out for 3 minutes for irony.
That's right. I'm not going to do 3 minutes.
If only they had a place in Long Beach they could all gather.
Hint, hint.
Like a new brewery?
I don't know if he was like dropping.
Oh, like
that.
Beechwood?
Yeah.
Beechwood. Burn.
Beechwood.
Did Beechwood get it bought
Been
out
there?
Yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's going to buy Beechwood. I'm not going to allow that.
Somebody bought some pizza.
I think as a one-off. Ooh, pizza. I like pizza. I think as a one-off, that was a fun episode. But yeah, if that was every week's voicemail content, no.
Right, yeah. We managed to make it work last week. But yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
You gotta change it up every.
We
once
built
in a
little.
While.
We built a wooden ship, in a bottle. Listen to voicemails. Whittled.
Hey guys, it's Colin and Janine.
Wow. How's it going, Perfect Pour?
Hi,
pretty good.
Colin, you from Colorado and stuff.
Sunday.
Sounding better.
Sunday fun day.
My mom's 75th birthday
by the river.
Yep. Pretty sweet.
Pond.
There's no cake stands going on, I can tell you that.
No.
So we have a proposition for you guys. If you guys ever came to Denver.
Yes.
And we wanted to take you guys out. Which if you came to Denver, we would love to take you out.
We would totally take you out.
So we want to come up with the breweries that we would take you guys to if you guys came here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Janine, why don't you go first with Mikey?
Mikey, I would take you to Outer Range.
All right.
Because they have delicious hazies, and I know you love the hazy.
Yep. And I would definitely take you to Weldworks. I would take all you guys to Weldworks, but for Mikey, for the hazy IPAs and just for the delicious beers, Weldworks is super, super good. Like, they have so many beers on tap, like 25 of them. You can just do taster flights all day long.
All day.
It's insane.
All day.
Best place for Mikey, for sure.
Taster fest.
And Matt, I would take you to New Belgium, because I know you like New Belgium shit.
Yeah. Yep, and then right next to the New Belgium Brewing Company is Odell. Yeah. And I think that you'd also like Odell quite a bit. They definitely, in my opinion, surpass New Belgium. I know you're probably not going to like them, but it's just my opinion. But I would take you to Odell because Odell is sick. They're super good.
Let's go to New Belgium.
I would take you to River North.
Okay.
Because River North has super good stouts.
Yeah, baby.
Their stout game's on point.
I like it.
Whiskey barrel-aged stouts and rum barrel-aged stouts. Mm-hmm. And they have a cocktail barrel-aged stout.
Which isn't that good.
Which nobody even knows what that is. But it's super strong.
So let's take 15%.
Now they have Nightmare Fuel, which is a coffee stout.
All right.
That's a really cool name for a beer, too. And then, Nick, I would take you to Avery, because Avery also has amazing stouts.
Nice.
High-powered stuff. And the facility's just killer. Like, if you come to Colorado, Avery is an awesome destination. Even though they got a little bit of buyout going on, they're definitely worth it.
We would hook you guys up.
You guys would be so hooked up if you came here. You wouldn't have to. All you have to do is chill out in my SUV. I would take you everywhere.
Oh yeah,
have a blast.
What's the charcuterie like?
Yeah, it'd be sweet. Yeah. So anyway, that was our call for the week.
And we tried to throw you a question, but we don't have a question. Matt very effectively answered our question last week.
The double IPA.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
you're welcome. Cool.
Yes.
Whatever I did.
Keep up the good
work,
guys. And
guys. Oh, yay! Man.
So nailed it. I'm happy with going to New Belgium. Because they have that sofa trike, their tricycle, and I figure that would be something cool to drive over to Odell.
There you go.
And Odell I do like because they were the people that once made the Fernet barrel-aged porter, and I like Fernet, so that was right up my alley.
And barrel-aged and porter.
Yes, all of those things.
All of those are things
they
you
did
said.
Some good choices for me.
I like their choices, too. I'll go.
You can't like them. I like them.
No, I liked them before you. I just didn't say that.
No, they like me more than you.
Hey, guys. It's Buck from Oklahoma City. I'm driving. Anyways, I spent the day at the craft beer convention here in Oklahoma City. Some really cool things coming. New laws coming out October 1st, which are going to be
Look
huge
out Oklahoma,
for our craft beer scene here in Oklahoma City. Really looking forward to it. Had quite a few brewers on hand from here locally in Oklahoma City, some from up in Tulsa. We had the Austin Brew Company come up as well, which had some amazing beers. Some from Wichita, Missouri, all came in, shared their story, shared their beers with us. It was a really, really good time. Some good things happening in Oklahoma City, so you guys keep your eyes peeled. This is going to be the new beer city come October 1st. So you guys have your national Get It in San Diego this year, and then in 2019, I'm thinking you guys might look in Oklahoma City because we're more centralized. It's a little easier to get to, right in the middle of the country, and there's going to be a lot of new up-and-coming breweries happening, a lot of really good ones already here, a lot of cool things happening, so I'm thinking 2019, the new beer city is Oklahoma City, and you guys have your national Get It.
You heard it here.
Right here. We'll find a place. You just let me know. Keep up the good work. I'm driving.
I'm driving.
He's mixing.
Do you have an air mattress? What?
Males.
You'll be able to keep us all there at your house.
Is he more of a mac and cheese guy or a Mini top bathrooms. Ramen guy? What's the situation here?
Do I get Lucky Charms or money?
Ooh, what is this?
I don't know, I'm scared.
He told us to do something. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. I know that intro.
Nice.
Can you say keep your eyes peeled? This is where I go.
Queens of the Stone Age. Listening to Queens of the Stone Age here on The Perfect Porn.
And that's 14 and a half seconds.
Nailed the post. Nailed the post.
No, quit talking over the song.
All right, now it's 98 degrees here in Fresno. You guys are listening to a song right now.
A song.
You're also listening to me talking on the radio.
You talked over the ramping, sir.
Oh, whoa, man. Ramping, huh? Big radio guy.
Ramming?
That's what he did.
What another perfect pour tree beer here. I apologize if I go long again, Holmes, but this is just a recap of what happened last week with the voicemail that I left you. My Cholo voice might come in, and now I might forget. I might remember to use it, but who cares? Let's get down to it real fast. Great thank you. A hug and a kiss to fucking Raider19 on Twitter's Ants on Untaps and his wife. His wife put in a review on Yelp on my behalf of what happened to me. I guess my voicemail touched her and her husband to the core. She was really upset, so she left a... anyway, so they reached out to her. She reached out to me. They asked if I wanted to get a hold of me through email, phone, or by the phone. I said, give her my phone number. I passed my phone number through. I'd rather talk... So they can so I can express myself a lot better through voice instead of emails. And then, so we spoke. Shanta, the manager of Mason L Works / Urge Gastropub in San Marcos, called me Monday morning. We spoke about 20 minutes. I felt like we didn't get anywhere. We kept going in circles. She keep giving me excuses. She says that's not her policy. It's a sit-down policy. You walk in and you sit down and you get service. I didn't even know this. The hostess didn't even really tell me this. So that was my argument, is like, why do I walk? Why do you even have hostess if it's just a walk-in thing? She could have just said, have a seat. Find a table, have a seat, and the waiter would be with you. None of that. And I brought up the $40 thing, and she says that that's not their policy. And I said, so why would she say that? Anyways, she kept going in circles and giving me excuses. Says she has 7 parties going on, and I stated, usually when I go to a restaurant or a brewery that's having parties, they have postings, they have something on their website. Their hostess even know that, hey, we apologize, we're closed, we have no room. None of that happened. As a matter of fact, as I was walking out, a husband and wife and a kid walked in, and they got set right away. So I told her, you know, you got to teach your employees that color doesn't matter. The skin color of a person doesn't matter. It's what matters is the color of their wallet. And we all bleed green, and we're there to bleed green so that she can feed her family and pay her mortgage and pay her rent. And that's all that should matter. And she tried to offer me gift cards and a day at Mason, and I turned it all down. And I said, that's not the type of person I am. As a matter of fact, keep your money and keep your time. Invest that money and that time and better educate your employees not to do that ever again. Because I walked out of there pissed. I'll never have Mason beer. I promise you that. I'll never be in a Mason facility. I promise you that. And the big mistake is that you did it to me. Yeah, I kind of over-embellished myself. Her not knowing who I am, I'm very big in the LA craft beer community. My name extends from San Diego to Fresno to Florida to the UK.
Fresno, motherfucker.
And it kind of does. This is why. Your podcast, that voicemail, reached out that far. I had emails. Mikey, Nick, Matt, you guys were talking about DMs on Untap. People were slipping into my DMs and giving me props on the voicemail and apologizing in their behalf. And I told them, you don't have to apologize because that's not who you are. That's who they are. You don't have to apologize for somebody else. You be you, you know? And that's, we'll fix this shit on our own. They have to deal with the way they are. It's amazing on how everybody reached out to me from people that I don't even know on Untappd, people that I follow on Untappd because they asked to follow me through your podcast, through the San Diego Beer Talk, through 3BZ, through Tap the Craft, through the Beerus, through the Four Brewers, through the Brew Review Crew podcast.
These people he's talking about. There's not other ones.
All these people listen to your show? I don't know. Can you give me a count on how many listeners you have? Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you do.
7.
Australia, 32. UK. I guess when I get UK DMs, it just says the UK.
We're big in Belgium. My phone got Germany, a little tired too.
France, Mexico. I got one from the Distrito of Mexico. I don't even know people in DFA. I'm like more like southern Mexican, you know, like Tijuana and Ensenada and all that. It's just an amazing. On Twitter, my DMs was blowing up. Thank you for giving me that platform, guys. Mason, fix your... They're listening to the show. I told her to go and listen to that episode, and I even sent her... She requested a link, and I sent her the link, and I told her, when you teach your employees, have them listen to that. Let them feel what I felt and all the listeners felt when they heard that. Listen to the hosts, how they stopped for a break. They didn't say anything because I'm hoping you guys were touched, or maybe you dropped something. I don't know. But thank you for giving me the platform. Thank you, everybody out there that reached out to me. I love your apologies, but you don't have to apologize for their mistakes. You guys keep being you and just being the beautiful people that you are and just love one another and buy each other beers. And I'm sorry for Mason, but I will no longer be a Mason customer. And if everybody else chooses to do that, you choose that on your own accord, not because of me telling you, but because of what you believe in. That's it. I'll leave it at that. My mind's running crazy. I sent you some beers. Pop them open. Celebrate. Once again, I appreciate this platform, and I appreciate the listeners that reached out. And the ones that haven't, you probably haven't listened to the episode yet, but I love all of you guys. This is True Your Beer, and it's one love, one world, one color, one. We all bleed red, and our wallets bleed green, and that's all that matters, right? Love you guys. I te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chu. Thank you, Chu. We let him go. One more. We give him one more, because he's Chu. And we needed to get that Mason... catch up and see all the things.
All the things.
So I'm glad a lot of the Perfect Pour listeners or just general Chew Your Beer fans are, you know, contacting Chew and just connecting with that story. So thank you, Chew Your Beer. He's the man. If you're not following him on Untappd, see, now you can direct message Chew. And on Twitter, too. I don't know why he's not... It seems like every beer geek's on Instagram. I'm curious that...
I think he's secretly...
He's all secret.
Because he knows stuff.
Yeah. What's going on there, Chew?
Yeah.
Hmm. You can... thank you, Chew, and everybody that emailed us some voicemails. You can also actually call the old-fashioned style. 559-492-0542. Insert rotary phone noise here.
Perfect pour! Hey guys, I'm going to make it short but sweet.
Hey,
we're actually stuck in traffic. We're in the Coral Sky Amphitheater parking lot trying to get out of the Imagine Dragons concert. If you guys didn't see, but I posted a short little live video on the forum. Yeah, I was very impressed by the Imagine Dragons. I'm glad Landon whatever wanted to go and decided to bring his parents along.
Okay, first of all, it was my idea to go. It
was his idea to go.
Yeah, you tell him. You tell Florida
as far
Steve.
As beer related,
this is Florida Steve.
Let's see. I had a Cigar City Highlight, always a strong beer to have at Coral Sky. And my wife actually had a Sailfish Amber Lager. Never had it before, and it was actually pretty tasty. So, but that's it, guys. We're stuck in the parking lot, stuck in traffic. Figured give you guys a call, but that's all I got. Cheers, and keep up the great work.
Hey, guys. Bye. I'm idling. Play the CD of the band you just saw.
That's
what I want to know.
He better have been blasting.
Did he put on his Imagine
Dragons
playlist after the show?
Yeah.
Is that what happened? Blasting. Was he that guy?
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, did you hear how loud I played it after
the
show?
This is a song from the concert, right?
The volume of my speakers right now is a direct correlation to my fan, the size of fan I am.
How about this? Have you heard this band?
Did you see when they played that song? I sung the whole thing. I knew all the words.
It was good. What's this new beer we got? We opened up a new beer.
Fun little fact. When I went and saw the Foo Fighters, Hammer let me know that he had a Foo Fighters playlist lined up for when the show was done, and he hit the detonator button. So I was like, there's going to be people jamming out to Foo Fighters right now.
Nice.
It was a good call, though.
It was a good call.
Oh, he wasn't at the show? He was in the studio?
No, we were at the show.
Oh, you were.
But he can, you know, technology.
Reload in?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who would record something for later?
Did he write down the set list at the concert and load them up and then play that back?
Oh, that would have been
good. Yeah.
No.
Hammer, get on your game.
No, we've got a new beer.
They didn't play just radio songs at the show, okay?
Only radio songs!
Gotta go rogue. Gotta go off script.
This is donated to the show by Tom Kerte outside of Tulsa there. Tom is at Marshall Brewing Company. Big Jamoke coffee.
This is a good beer.
It's a porter with coffee.
You're a Jamoke.
There we go. Talking a lot of Oklahoma this week.
It tastes like cold brew.
I'm okay with that.
I wonder if they cold crashed.
Not out of Tulsa, Marshall Brewing Company out of Tulsa, California.
Tulsa.
Tulsa beer. We're still doing voicemails.
And then what?
Be quiet, Siri.
Hey guys, Single Cam calling in. Just getting off work Friday. I just had enough. I left a little early. I was like, you know what, I'm thirsty. I'm gonna go get a beer. And you know what, I'm gonna call you guys.
Sounds good.
Just seemed to make sense
start
at the time. last weekend, me and the missus, Single Cam, had a beer tour, and it was one of those where you get in a commercial style bus and they take you around. It's almost like, I don't want to use the word chauffeur you, but they're your tour guides and they bring you to three different breweries. Each one, you're there, it's basically unlimited beer throughout the whole thing. You're there for 45 minutes at each brewery, so the whole day was about 3 hours. The three breweries we went to here, first one was Tin Whiskers, second was Bad Weather, and the third was Urban Growler. All three of them did a really, really good job. Had a good time. The name of the tour was Better Minnesota, and I think they did a really good job. I was kind of curious if you guys have done anything like that. And for me, I mean, I know what the price was, but it was a wedding gift for both of us, so it actually worked out to where it was just both of us on the tour, so it must have been a slow day. But it worked out well. I can't complain. I think out of all the beers we had, I'm sad to say they were all my favorites were sours, and I'm a hophead, so sours have definitely gotten in my favorites as of late. That's all I got, you guys. Hope you're doing well. Keep up the good work.
Bye.
Oh, he left us hanging altogether.
I've never done any of
the tours or pub crawls or I've never done those. Becky's that knuckle. They swore by. They used to do the pub crawls all the time. They swore by them.
Yeah.
It seems too social for me.
I don't think we have enough concentration yet to do a pub crawl or a craft beer crawl. Tour. We could do a pub crawl.
Slow has a tour bus.
Tour bus.
I know they do.
I've done a winery tour on a tour bus in Paso.
Well, winery.
Wineries.
Ugh.
Wambulances everywhere.
Not enough beer in those winery tours,
That's
man.
That's true.
I'll give you a heads up on that. Just not enough.
Can you just leave me here?
Hey, guys. It's Single Cam again. Call number two for the week. Just got done listening to Chew's story, and, man, that's really unfortunate that shit happens. You know, I haven't personally had that experience, but I couldn't imagine, you know, getting shitty, not even shitty service, just shitty people to deal with, man. I mean, a lot of times when you go to breweries or restaurants, it's not just for the food and the beer. It's, you know, you're almost there for the experience, for that hospitality.
Atmosphere.
So fuck that place, man. I would never go back there even. Hell, I might even Google bash them. Fuck it, who knows. But
yes.
Cheers to Chew. Hope you're doing well, my friend. Also, anybody from Minnesota, man, I know we got my buddy Mike Arco and Adi. Is there anybody else that listens to the Perfect Pour that lives in the state that wants to have a get it? I am down to drive wherever. If we can make some work, if you want to hit either Adi or myself up, we can make something happen. Just throwing that out there, guys. I hope everybody had a fun, safe weekend. I will talk to you all soon. Cheers. Keep up the good work.
Cheers.
Maybe a
Single Cam.
Maybe Untaps will DMs will work for him. Yeah. He could be secret
now you
listener.
Can DM him.
Secret get
Single it. Cam Slam. I wonder if do I have him on the reps page?
No, he's not on the reps page. He's in the book though.
Oh,
the
I've
moleskin.
Got, I've
of,
got him on then. I gotta make a top priority to get Single Cam on there on the reps page. PerfectPortBod.com/reps. If you're looking for some advice in an area, we might have a Perfect Pour rep.
Repos.
To help you.
Perfect Pour. Eric the Beer Father.
Whoa.
Come on, man. 815 day. Here from 815.
No.
Exciting as 805 day, but big deal around here. A lot of meal specials and big time bar specials and a lot of big t-shirt company in town.
No.
Does a big t-shirt deal on 815 day, a lot of local themed t-shirts today. So figured
Budweiser
I'd call
Island.
You say happy 815 day from the 815.
Boo.
Hopefully this makes the show in time since I waited until 815 day to call you. But
ooh,
cheers.
Crack-a-lack
on 815 day. Been caught drinking lately. We just were at the Great Taste of the Midwest in Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday and got a chance to sample quite a few delicious beers. Some of the highlights, rye barrel-aged Dark Lord from Three Floyds.
Damn.
Had a milkshake pineapple IPA from Dangerous Man. And then my favorite IPA of the day was an apricot juice packets by a little brewery in Madison called the Fermentorium. So crazy day, lots of beer, of course bacon on a stick, and it's pretty hot, but we all had a good time and lots of beers were drank and it was a fun day. One other quick thing, I'll be going on Friday the 17th. See Weezer in Milwaukee.
What?
And I know you guys were talking earlier, that's about a month or so ago, about Weezer beer names, so hopefully you guys can come up with some good ones on the fly, but I thought of a couple that I figured I'd give you. Perfect Situational.
Yeah.
Thank God for Hops. Buddy Hoppy.
No.
And Say It Ain't So Hazy. So looking forward to hearing what you guys have to
contribute to Weezer beer names that should be out there.
Excuse me.
As I'm headed to the concert on Friday, we'll probably be listening to the show. So keep up the good work, and cheers. Bye.
Weezer song beer names.
Weezer songs. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
You guys have any?
No. I mean, I'm not ready for that. I'm ready to hear them.
Oh, you're ready to hear them?
Yeah. Come on.
Nick. Let's pull this up. I'm surprised Matt's not all over this one.
Matt.
Oh, sorry. I'm answering one of our fans on Twitter.
No. Don't answer them.
Let's see. We are all on drugs. That says it all right there.
We are all on hops. We are all on something.
Pink triangle.
Ooh.
Does that need a pun?
There. No. Yeah. That's just that's a saison.
Well, they have happy hour. You could always just go hoppy hour.
Buddy Hazy.
Buddy. I don't think you'd top Buddy Hoppy or Buddy Hazy. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Buddy Hoppy.
Say it ain't so dank.
Yeah. But is that a dank beer, though? Say it ain't so dank.
Say it ain't so. What kind of beer would say it ain't so be?
A lot of their song titles are two words, so it's hard to.
Yeah. Island in the Sun. Island in the Saison.
Nice.
Hash Pipe. That's a dank beer.
Yeah.
See, they threw you. It. Yeah.
You just make the beer according to the song.
Beverly Pills. El Scorcho. That's a pepper beer.
Oh, yeah. Pepper beer. Remember those?
Where's My Stout? Instead of Where's My Sex?
Mm-hmm. My Hop is Jonas.
My name is Hoppus.
My name is Hoppus.
Hop me back together.
Hop me in dreams.
I feel like we're using hop a lot.
Hop a lot. Hop a lot. I don't. You really have to know Weezer to get some of these, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the trouble. Everybody knows the Blue Album, and that's it.
Blue Album. Just name them just straight up the Undone, actual names.
Undone, the session
make
song.
Beer on that. Undone, the triple IPAs. Well, still got some voicemails. Still think about these
dope,
Weezers.
No, Dope Nelson instead of Dope Nose. We'll work on this. Let's go one more voicemail. I think we could get this.
Howdy, folks. It's Chef calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Chef.
We don't say howdy here. I don't know why I said that. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say, I hope everybody survived the 805 day.
oh, we survived.
Only a few casualties.
But I know Mikey was talking a little bit in the YouTube, the live YouTube show, Perfect Pour Live, that me and Paul were the only ones that were in the chat room for.
So
I had a great time, by the way, Mikey. But he was talking about how maybe we should do a syrup pale ale day. I think that'd be really cool.
Yep.
Love that beer. And had a quick syrup pale story from last weekend for you. Real quick. I've had that beer in a lot of different places because it's very, readily available around the country. And it saved me a few times when I'm just not wanting to drink a buyout beer. And you just see that lovely green tap, and you're like, oh, I can have a Sierra Pale. And this weekend I had it in Bristol, Wisconsin, just a bit up north. And I was at the Renaissance Fair.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I had a Sierra Pale Ale. I was eating a turkey leg, and I was watching a jousting tournament.
All right.
It was pretty much the perfect moment. So, there's a little Pale Ale story for you. And then just wanted to say this weekend I'll be in the suburbs of Chicago, and we're going to have a beer fest. Me and my buddies, for our friend Eric, every year now we just make our own beer fest. and we just, I don't know, we just make it look as much like a real one as it, you know, as much as we can, and it's just in his backyard, it's just our friends, and it's free, and
pretzel rings.
It's just a lot of 80s music and drinking, and the cool thing is they let me be the bartender, and I get to pick what we, kind of what we're going to drink first, and let's just say if any of my buddies are just kind of pissing me off, or if someone commits a party foul or something, they better watch out, because I've got some great beers, but I've got some beers I'm trying to get rid of, i.e. 805. Yeah, I still got four from that six-pack that Sir Paul made of drinks, but, you know, just watch out, guys, because the bartender might slip in an 805 if you piss him off. So, anyway, that's going to be going on this weekend, and cheers, guys. Keep up the good work. It's been educational. Bye.
Has it.
I like to think he gives out tickets and to his own personal beer fest, and then he collects the tickets back.
You got the golden
ticket.
I want
to do that. That sounds like a cool, like, instead of having a regular traditional barbecue,
mm-hmm.
you have your own
beer
friend
fest.
Get beer fest.
Nice. We have one tap.
I like this idea. One tap beer festival.
Hey, guys.
You got to blow
that
cake.
It's Paul.
Hey, Paul.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, I just wanted to say to Chew, thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for being real. Thank you for being you. I love you, Chew. Yeah, lame. Mason Ale Works. Completely lame. I don't get what it is about certain white people that, like, for some reason why they think they're better than everybody else because they're white. I don't get it. But here's a positive, though. White people are now officially a minority in the state of California, and that number is only going to just continue to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm white, you know, but whatever. I see it as a good thing that our numbers are diminishing because there's assholes like that. So, anyway, Chew, we all love you, and, man, sorry that happened. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to Chew. Cheers to Paul from Fairfax.
Cool.
You can go into Iron Springs anytime you want. Chew beer.
I didn't hear a hang-up, though. That must have been a cell phone.
Yeah.
Not the landline.
You don't know what's going on there with Paul. Paul's a big mystery.
Mystery.
He's only on YouTube. He sometimes calls from a landline.
She called me up.
Every once in a while, he'll send me a selfie. He sent me that. You guys got it. But he sent me that 805 selfie, and I was like, oh, this guy.
I did not get that.
Aw.
It was in the group.
It got out. It got out there to the. Got out to the public a little
bit. Well,
because
Mikey posted it.
Yeah.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Beer releases we find interesting this week. Matt, what are you looking
from,
at?
From Alvarado Street, there is Summer. It's a double IPA from them. And
sounds like a Weezer song.
Yep. Because it feels like summer, double IPA.
We just add beer names after the night. We don't even pun their name.
And then from Deschutes, they have in cans, they usually have fresh squeezed.
Cans.
Now they have fresh haze.
Ah. Oh.
So like I said, if a big to me brewing company comes out with a hazy, I want to try it.
See what they think. See if they can do it.
It's going to be too even.
I feel like Oregon brewers don't. They can't do it. They can't do a hazy.
They don't know how to haze?
No. I feel like they can't.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
We don't know how to haze.
Are you trying to say that?
Oregon haze is to West Coast as bitter, clear IPAs are to the East Coast.
Are you going to try to say that if they were grunge rock, they'd be Pearl Jam? That's what Oregon hazy beers are?
Oregon hazy beers are Pearl Jam.
Did you find it? Did you find the haze?
STP. Another STP? What? Found it. What else are you looking for? Nothing, Matt?
Oh.
That was it?
Two beers. I gave you things.
Only two?
Is that a... Are you not happy?
I need more! I'm not happy!
Be Nick, prepared.
What are you looking at?
Be prepared to be underwhelmed by my one beer then.
Oh, man.
Good. But keep it tight. Keep it tight.
Moksa. M-O-K-S-A.
Is it made out of moleskins?
Moleskin Brewing Company.
Ooh. I'm going to start that.
They have the Field Notes, which is their session IPA.
Yeah.
They throw real moles and real skin into every batch.
Ooh. There you go. Hairless moles, so you don't want it too chewy.
Mole is a delicacy, okay?
Not in this smart.
Moly sauce? I love moly sauce.
Moksa the Lush, Imperial Stout with vanilla, pecans, and cocoa.
If pecans could just stay the F out of things, that'd be wonderful.
Wow.
Peppers, paprikash.
The Pecan Growers Association would like
They're
to have a
angry
word
with
you.
Cool. You have angered them. So there. Take that.
Take that.
Take one looking out for.
Yeah. Well, this one I find quite exciting because this one, I like the ones that
I don't care.
Other listeners can get and maybe we can get to. It's a collab, Fieldwork and 21st Amendment.
Oh, boy.
Called A Terrible Idea.
Yes.
See, there you go.
It's should've a hazy there. IPA. Nick, that's what Nick calls every
looking
hazy IPA.
For...
Terrible idea.
Looking out, yes.
Yeah, you got the name right.
But the cool thing about this is they're coming in six-pack cans. It looks like 12-ounce six-pack cans, like the classic 21st Amendment style packaging.
No, little
but
cardboard
the cool thing
container.
About this is they're going to be available where 21st Amendment is available. So you're going to have a field work.
Are you just trying to get field work?
Field work influenced beer. If you're in the place that gets 21st Amendment, you'll probably be able to get this terrible idea. So you'll get a glimpse of a field work beer. So we might get a field work.
If it's anything like the Tasty IPA, I'll be okay with it.
All right.
You're tasty. I don't know what that meant.
Tasty is a beer dude, older guy. Tasty McDowell.
It's gonna be out now, but it's first getting released on Saturday in San Leandro at August Fest.
Yes,
August Fest.
That sounds like the coolest festival ever.
So there we go. That's exciting. There's one I saw that looks good from Fremont Brewing, Seattle's Fremont Brewing. Head Full of Dynamite. That was a cool can, and it's a hazy IPA with pineapple and citrus notes. That's what I like. I like them.
All about the pineapple.
And Creature Comforts back east there, they're coming out with that. We've had their Tropicalia.
See.
Really good beer. They're having a DDH Tropicalia.
What?
It's limited.
Limited.
Only drink limited releases.
I thought only Tioga can do a DDH.
It's out on Friday. 4-pack limit. Limit 1 4-pack.
I've yet to have
Lime Fest. Sounds like a Lime Fest.
I've yet to have a double dry hop that was better than our double dry hops.
Where's the extension cord to charge the phones?
Phone charging stations at Creature Comforts. If anyone goes to a line at Creature Comforts, let us know.
Yeah.
Or any Monk. Seems like Monkish and down in LA has a line every week, something. A Lime Fest every week. Just if you're out there getting in a Lime Fest, let us know if you're listening to us. I mean, podcasts are perfect for Lime Fest.
That's right.
Especially if you don't want to talk to the group that's in front of you or behind
and
you.
Hours.
So those are some beers. Oh, Drake's.
Drake's
nice enough to send us beer once in a while.
Okay.
Well, we haven't got this one. It's in cans. It's Brightside. They're extra brute. So, looking out for that.
No, I'm not.
We didn't have that?
Drinkdrakes.com. Brightside? Oh, maybe we did, huh? But it was in a bottle.
Yeah.
I thought But I saw these in cans.
Oh, you want a can brute?
Yeah, I don't want a bottle.
Can brute. Brute can.
Bottles are for
sissies.
Yeah. I want a can.
It's like bottles are like straws now. You can't have either.
Yep. Can't have them. It's good. Get rid of the straws. Who needs them?
I'm going to drink a bomber with my straw.
That's what it takes. I bet you get a quicker buzz that way. I don't know if you can, well, but we'll start that rumor.
The National Association of Turtles will be very upset with you.
Turtles!
Hot drinking.
We're all on Untapped, and during the week we drink beer, because drinking beer is fun. And sometimes we put them in on Untapped, like Matt does. Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped. What have you been caught drinking this week?
Sometimes I forget. I picked up a 4-pack from Offshoot. It was called Relax.
Yeah,
it's
relax.
It's just a hazy
IPA. Don't do it.
Relax, Nick. It's just a hazy IPA.
Sorry.
I intended on bringing
Is
one of those cans.
Is this a terrible idea?
Bringing one of those cans to the show and did not make it.
No, it didn't. I don't see it in front of me at
it's
all.
It's not here.
But Whole Foods re-upped on their brewery stuff. They had two actual brewery cans and a couple of offshoots. So, But the hazy was what made it into the basket. Lupulin 10, picked up a 6-pack of that. As you can see, the theme, I did not really go out. So they're all home drinking beers.
I like and then, home drinking beers.
I had some Dinog and Aromacoma from Drake's kicking around the fridge. Mm-hmm. I was trying to lessen the buzz. I had a beer before I had a Denogonizer.
You want to lessen your buzz.
I still felt the Denogonizer. It still was like, hey, how's it going?
Yep.
You just had one of these.
It's pretty serious.
Good luck with the rest of your night.
Have fun. More like have fun in the morning.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those where it's like, you have a couple of beers, you build into that, but it was just like, no, at 8 o'clock you had your second beer. It's like, boom, there you are.
Boom.
You're right where you want to be.
Yep. And hopefully passed out in an hour.
Yep.
Pants on.
Don't know how you're going to wake up on the sofa.
Nick.
Hello.
The Nick 80.
Hi.
Yes, friend.
Be my friend. Won't you be my friend? Ba 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 black sheep. Ba ba black sheep. I had a fresh, ultra fresh Tioga Sequoia.
It's so freshy.
Whoa. I hear him, but I don't see him. He's clanking around back there. He's scratching his ass.
You gotta pull the mic out of the door first before you can close it.
Unnecessary roughage, sir. Sports term.
Now that everybody just pulled over from their car, like, what the hell is that noise? Oh, it's not my...
The transmission just fell out.
I thought you had that fixed.
I did!
I hose clamped it in real good.
All I did was... no, wait, not going to go there.
Not going to go there.
Not going to quote the... Anyways, moving on.
Cable guy.
Nick,
nobody likes the cable guy. Right,
did a fridge reference.
Yes, we know.
I love cable guy references.
All right, that's good.
I gave you free cable, man.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. You know, the most basic reference.
So. Most basic. We want deep, Mike.
Yeah, sorry.
We want it deep and hard. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
What are we talking about?
So the next beer, huh?
So, hey, everybody. How about Double Dry Hop GABF edition from Tioga Sequoia?
Hey! I didn't get that.
Bottled and draft.
That's always the better ones, the GABF versions.
So
you know you're getting a premium.
It's fresh.
Every June to July, it seems like there's a little gap in double dry hop batches. But July, the tail end of July, the brewers come over and they kind of have, they have the hands high on the chest and they're kind of the fingers interlocked.
Yeah.
You're like, what's that for? And they're like, oh, we just revamped a double dry hop a little bit. And
we impressed ourselves.
So
you messed with the good thing. Oh, okay.
Usually they tweak it, and that usually happens for the next following year where they'll tweak. They'll be like, oh, we added a little bit more of this, a little bit
and
less of that.
You tweak it so much you don't even know where you're at anymore or who you are.
They added
what
a little,
have you become?
A little extra hop poundage and
poundage.
And
put some more pounds in.
And they also put in some Azaka hops. So
wow. Now it sounds like different beer.
It's different beer.
It's the double dry hop you've always grown to know and love.
Well, I haven't had a DDH in seems like forever.
Maybe I'll have to.
Man, I can't. I need a ball opener.
Oh,
for this
boy.
Can.
This is great.
Today.
Today, Junior.
Yeah, this is way more entertaining to watch him do this.
Whee! Opening a beer!
Just go ahead and sit there on the futon. Get comfortable. Your therapy session's about to start.
Yes. The therapist from Dust Bowl Brewing in a can.
Uh-oh.
And it's not confused.
Uh-oh.
Or is it confused?
Nope.
Not confused therapist.
Straight up fresh therapist.
Nice.
Triple. Sherlock, California therapist. Dust Bowl right off the freeway. If you're going through Turlock on the 99... It's right there. Great, huge tap room and restaurant. Lots of space for your children to play.
It's got a real big peach aroma.
Well, very popular local double.
Stone fruit.
Ooh, man.
Boom, and it hits you.
Thank you.
That's nice.
Thank you, Dust Bowl.
That is all bitter. There is no malty sweetness to that at all.
Finally, something that cuts.
Yes. I've been having trouble getting things not to taste so astringent to me.
Good thing you're wearing Vans. Otherwise, your shoes would be untied by now.
Ooh! My socks are peeling slowly.
Yeah, my socks are already off.
Louie's got a sock in his mouth. Whose sock is that?
Well, now you got Louie over.
Dude, this thing is dry.
I said the magic word.
This thing is dry. It is bitter. It is like peaches on the nose. There is a lot going on in this thing.
Stop it.
Oh, not much better than a fresh therapist.
Yeah.
Is that all you used, Nick? Or you had some more?
A foraging raccoon from Drake's.
Oh, I like that beer.
Is it a fresh out. One? It's a freshie.
Okay.
Fresh 22-ounce
like
bomber.
I like that beer. Wink, wink. Drake's Brewing.
But it's in a bomber, so you can't have it.
You all right, Louie? Louie just knocked off a ball opener.
Nice.
So, what was that? I'm sorry. Louie distracted me.
It's in a bomber. 22-ounce bomber.
Right.
So, good luck, boring. You can fans. Good luck.
Bomber boring.
Might as well get a bunch of straws. Go to McDonald's because they got the extra large straws.
Yeah, take them all before they're all gone.
That's right.
Like in California now, we don't get plastic grocery bags anymore. So when you get one, you got to save them.
Yeah. And like you buy something heavy at the store, so they got to double bag it. You're like yes, two free bags.
I got so many paper bags around the house now. It's ridiculous.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's a good therapy.
You're going to be drunk with your clothes on again.
Yep, here we go. I'm going to pass out with my clothes on. This is a clothes on beer.
Clothes on.
Yep, I still got my clothes on from last night.
Damn it.
Got my pants on.
Who dressed me? Nobody.
That's probably what I thought when I woke up. I was like, hey, who's messing around? What are you talking about, honey?
Why am I dressed?
Baby, you fell asleep in your clothes?
No. Somebody's messing with me. Must have fell asleep for a few minutes. 5:05 in the a.m. What the fuck?
I must have dozed off for a minute. And another minute. And another minute.
What's that bright shit in my eyes?
Hey.
God damn it.
Turn that down. Turn that light off. That's the sunshine.
Ooh.
It's morning time. Ooh,
sun. Was that all the things?
That was the all the uniques. The unique check-ins.
I wish you were happy with our answers and not shunning us for being, you know, only having a couple of things.
No, I'm not shunning you. I'm just
I wish you had more beers.
I'm just trying to make sure I'm not moving on.
Moving on.
But that's the thing. Every time you ask is when we are done. It's when you don't ask.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It's like, I still have more, and you're like, oh, sorry, I didn't.
I was moving on. I went to Pine and Palm.
Wow.
That was you.
Brewery hopping. That was me.
Brewery hopping.
Yeah. We're basically avoiding coming home.
Cause nice.
Our neighbor's kid was like basically waiting for us to get back.
Oh, shit.
And we're just like, let's do something. Oh, we're going by Pine and Palm. Let's go have some beer.
Take
Come
the
on, kid.
Kid.
Yep. She played some of the beanbag game.
Nice.
A little bit of that. And I snuck a sticker. I thought I was doing because Roger's got his cold box there in the different section
of
the
cool.
tap room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some stickers on there, like label stickers and stuff. And I was like, oh, I had one of the old Perfect Pour stickers, the one that's not cut right. That's all I had on
the error card.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to get a sticker on that. I was all being all slick, and I did it real quick. And like 10 seconds later, Roger comes out. Oh, try to put a sticker on there, huh? So he totally caught me. I was not secretive at all.
Nice.
He seemed fine with it. He was just messing with me, I think. And had a juicy rebounds.
Ooh.
From him. Good beer.
Good beers, huh?
Nice beer.
I miss that place. I need to go back.
Yeah, he tells me every time. Yeah, I used to see your brother in your old time, and now I don't see him at all.
Messed up,
bro. It's hard to go that far.
And I was like, can I just get my beer, please?
Ooh. Why does everyone have to ask me about my brother?
Yeah, take that.
Take that. I also had a Luponic Distortion number 10 at BJ's restaurant.
Wow. Are you poor? What's going on here?
Speaking of brew pubs.
With guest taps.
Yeah, at least they have guest taps.
Guest
taps. I had to walk. We sat way away from their board because they have a board now.
Yes.
And I had to go walk over there in front of the board and look at it. and my waiter nicely came up. Like, was coming by as I was at the board. He's like, oh, what can I get you up there? It's very...
He recognized you from the table.
Yeah, like, very excited to...
I know you from somewhere.
Yeah, I'm
in booth 7.
Yeah.
It was my family's over there.
Yeah. It was like 11:45 or something. It felt like it was early. And I was like, felt like I was like the only guy ordering beer in the whole place. I always look at that when you're at like a restaurant brewery. Like... Well, especially during the afternoon, it's like I always scope the other people's tables. Like it's like almost nobody's drinking.
Hanging like, out.
Come on.
Hanging people. Out with the day drinkers.
Come on, people, start drinking.
Yeah, don't make me feel guilty.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a breakfast house beer yet? Fresno Breakfast House.
I have not.
No.
Oh.
I usually get my food to go there.
Dang it.
Oh. Have you?
No, I have not.
Oh. Wow, bringing it up. Didn't even have one. Also had a Pool Party Haze from Novo Brazil. It's old, but I only had one. I only bought a single from Total Wine, so it was fine.
Singles?
I basically bought it so I could make a video about rolling your beer. You know about this, right?
Sure.
Roll a beer. If it's a hazy beer or an old beer... You think it's got maybe some floaties in there, some sediment. You want to just roll it across the table a little bit.
Yeah.
To get stuff mixed up.
So you're mixing up the sediment.
Right. You want to get it in there. You want to get all the flavors.
No.
No, you don't want that sediment? You don't like it?
Keep the haze to a minimum.
Well, yeah.
Filter the haze.
Anti-haze movement.
Filter the haze. Refrain from the haze.
No. No refrain. I will refrain. I also went to
Riot Spray.
To Yard House, and it was just, it was, I think it's one of the tail end of their, they didn't have much going on right now.
Still got Racer 10 on tap.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes, it is. No,
did you order it, though?
I did.
They had it?
They had it.
What? Because the last time I was in there, and this is when it was over, and they were like, oh, no more Racer 10. And I was like, and it was on the menu. I was like, oh, do you still have that? He's like, no, we just tapped out.
This was like, Saturday.
What's going on there?
Saturday. Mm. Unless I got handed the wrong beer.
No, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows that those
places. Tasted good.
It tasted good. I haven't had it.
Racer 10. Racer X.
Racer X. Ooh, special. So that's the Mikey Topor, Dorktown on Untapped. Make sure you're following us all on Untapped, be friends. And now you can DM us on Untapped.
Oh, Lord.
You can DM Chew. I'm going to chew your beer. It's important. It's important stuff, guys. Important beer stuff.
Cheers! 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 It's the end of the show.
What?
These are two people that are super cool and donate money to the show every month. New Golden God, Tommy Moz. What's up, Tommy? I don't think we have Tommy on social media.
What?
I think Tommy's
then
just...
how does he know about it?
Yeah, how does he know? How could he have known? Thank you, Tommy. Big cheers to you. Thank you for contributing to the show. I mean, crackers are not cheap. I gotta keep these guys in the good premium crackers.
That's right.
Yeah, we know the knockoffs.
Yeah.
No Sunny Select here.
I recently tried to slip in some knockoffs that they were not having it.
Yep.
It was a terrible show.
We even had a Ritz day.
Yeah, there was a Ritz day I tried to slip in. They're like, nope. We want the premium crackers. And it's because of your money that I can buy those premium crackers. Also, big cheers to Long Beach John. He is now at Fire Dog Brewing. He is now also a new Golden God.
What? Two?
Bah, bah, bah. Two in 1 week.
Not one, but two.
Boo! Patreon.com/perfectpour. You can check it out. There's also a link in the show notes. If you're looking in your podcast app and you'll scroll down, look in there. There's all kinds of links buried down at the bottom. And one of those links is our Patreon page. And look at there. Check it out. You're like, maybe I want to be a patron. Maybe I want to be a Golden God.
Maybe.
You can't. You get invited to the private Facebook group, The Porm. And you get to hear the tailgate show, if you want to call it that. Loosely naming it show. And also occasionally can get some early access to other things we do. So. Thanks, everyone. All the Golden Gods, big cheers to you guys and our newest ones, part of the family now. Also, cheers to Felix Brews, F-E-L-X Brews. He was messaging on Instagram and just sort of out of nowhere. He's like, I've been listening a long time. So big cheers to Felix Brews. And also to Beer Metal Dude and to anyone that reads MikeyTopHore.com.
What? Secret website?
Doing some secret, secret beer geek website.
That's it.
Only known by one or two people, according to my stats. But it's there. You want to check it out. I'm like focusing on doing like odd little small questions in craft beer posts that answer tiny little questions. That's what I'm working on right now. And what do you got? Some cheers, Matt. You got some cheers.
Cheers out to a new untapped friend, Derek. Thank you for finding me.
Hi, and, Derek.
Doing untapped things. His handle is Derek Gott. So,
Derek what?
G-O-T-T.
Oh, Derek Gott.
So, do, but yeah. Yeah, cheers.
Right, cheers. It. Cheers to them. Cheers to that dude, Derek. And Nick.
Cheers to Instagram handle stouts_porters.
Straight up. Straight up. Very simple. Stouts, porters.
Porters.
Is now on his feed. Stouts? His, her feed. Is that porters. All ports and stouts? Or stouts and porters? Or is he like slipping in some hazies? Sorry, I just had to post this one.
Oh, yeah. let's see. Well, not really.
Come on. You got to get a consistent theme if you're going to name yourself Stouts.
There's one strong ale, and there is one. What is this? Lightish beer.
Good strong ale. Does anyone make a strong ale anymore?
Sure.
Sure, somebody does.
Yeah. Sure.
Homebrewers.
Go to the store, you'll probably find it.
No, all the light beer pictures are basically beer memes.
Always one of those.
So it says, beer may not solve your problems, but neither will water or milk. And it's a light beer.
It sounds like one of your intros.
What? What? You're crazy. Cheers to the Colin and Janine. They may have procured a looking out for.
Oh.
If they don't drink it first. Which I kind of don't blame them if
we'll
they do.
See. Yeah, now you jinxed it, dude.
Cheers to Ed Winter. He is Team Pineapple.
Boo. Come on, Ed. Jeez.
Yes. Cheers to Zach's Brewing. They are looking at closing in on opening the brewery.
Oh, man.
They're supposed to be done in 2 weeks.
What? Really?
See, that's a projected goal.
No, I'm not going to.
Well,
no.
Not open and not serving beer, but the construction will be done. Construction.
Oh, okay. He can actually brew.
Yes.
Just start brewing full brew time. It.
They had a storefront going up today.
Interesting. It's exciting, but I'm just trying to keep mellow until
looking
I can
out
go in there.
To the
keep
east.
It mellow. And as always, Captain Fwiffo for the updates on our history.
Yes.
Our beer street.
Yeah.
Sitting through and going through the history.
Thank you for taking notes as you're riding the perfect pour train.
That sounds bad.
On the hazy train.
No, this is not the hazy
train. Oh, yeah. This is all the
crystal clear cold transfer
all
train.
All the time.
Didn't that album come out 25 years ago?
Possibly. No.
93?
Oh, 93.
Well, on the social media.
There you go.
Perfect Pour Pod. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Nick is the Nick 80.
Yes.
Matt, I was told today you've adjusted your name on Twitter at least.
Nope.
Really?
Twitter, everything. I still have Bearded Brewer on Instagram, so.
Bearded Brewer 87.
I have like 5 Instagrams, but
whoa, secret Instagrams. Revealed.
But basically, I think the Bearded Brewer one will still stay beer focused, but I have a feeling that the account that you once knew to be Bearded Brewer, that's probably going to get way more Volkswagen focused in the near future.
This
so
is breaking news.
I didn't just want to
been let off.
I just didn't want to flood people's streams. So you could still find me as Bearded Brewer 87, and it'll be for whatever you know me as
beer stuff and occasional Guitar Center references.
Yes,
I know you more for headphone aficionado.
What's your headphone status?
Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll still be one. But I saved the name just in case. And you could still find me there. You could still add me there. We can still communicate. Right. Direct message.
5 Instagram.
Boomerangs. We could boomerang each other.
Whoa. What is this? 2011?
No, it's Periscope, sir.
Oh, Periscope. I'm Periscoping it, guys. And find me, Mikey Topor, on all the things.
I think I need 2 more Instagrams.
Yeah, you need to get more.
I'm a light.
One's not enough, obviously.
Nick Hayes. Oh,
Nick Hayes.
Instead of Nick Cage.
Oh, you better get on that,
Nick
dude.
Hayes.
Right now. Right now.
Yes.
Right now. That's going to be your... There it is. Go look for Nick Hayes.
Nick Hayes.
On Instagram.
Not one hazy beer.
It's all stouts.
Look at this hazy beer. Hey. Sir, that's a Sierra Nevada pale ale. That's clear as fuck.
What do you mean? It's yellow.
There's particles in it.
There's stuff.
Floaties.
Oh, thanks for listening, guys. Have a safe week. Have fun. Check your dates. And keep up the great work. Hey, guys.
Guys.